Over right now, we talk college football with the special teams coordinator of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Coach, welcome on in.
How we doing?
Well, you know, we warmed up to the main event with Liam Cohen and now and Corey Heatherman, and now we get to the good stuff here, right?
Absolutely.
Let's talk first about the scrimmage. Scrimmage number two on Saturday. How'd you feel about things?
It's always a step in the right direction. You know, we got a lot of good work in. On the special teams end, you know, we only got a couple of punts, but I felt like the kickers really improved. They had a good day, better day than the previous scrimmage. So, felt like it was a step in the right direction overall.
Well, you've got to replace a veteran there, Sean DeClue, who missed the tail end of last season with an injury. And so, as you look around, you have some choices to make there. But replacing a guy that had a pretty good success, certainly, in his last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, he was. I believe he's our all-time leading scorer. Sean did a nice job here over his career, and now we're just looking to fill the role. So we got a few guys who are competing for the jobs, and they've been doing a nice job. They're getting better, like I was saying, but we feel like we're gonna, we'll have an answer here hopefully soon about what we're gonna do.
Well, and you know how important it is, certainly in those conference games where there are so many close games along the way. And you don't need a guy who can kick 55 yarders, but you do need somebody who can be pretty dependable. Knowing that when you get to the 25-yard line, you got a chance for 3 points.
Yeah, I felt like last year, obviously it was a tough year for us, but we just felt like we just didn't do a good enough job overall on teams, and we're looking for consistency. That's really what we're preaching to these guys, and I think we're looking for the best guy. If whoever's the best at kickoffs, he's going to kick off. We're looking for a guy who's going to make field goals. We're looking for the best guy. If you're looking for the best punter, it doesn't matter if it's one guy or if it's three guys. We're just looking for the best guy. So that's what we're doing right now.
Well, of course, everybody focuses on the kicker, but it's more than just that, too. That long snapper is such a key position, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We're putting some guys in right now. Jeremy Salmon, he's our starting tight end. He's been doing it for a few years, and he really does a nice job. Then John Kay, he's another guy who's been long snapping for us. So they've actually been doing a nice job this spring so far. Jeremy's been doing it for a few years, so he's a pretty solid long snapper for us right now.
Now, as far as the punter goes, last year James DeMartini got thrust into that spot, and there were a couple of stumbles along the way with two fumbles, but also, boy, when he made contact, he just blasted the ball sometimes last year.
Yeah, and I told him when I met with him about a month ago that he really could be an all-conference player here. It's just about being consistent, and I think we're looking for consistency from him and from everybody who's back there punting. So he's a guy with a lot of potential. He really has got a strong leg. It's just about doing it every time. It's really where he's at right now.
We're talking with the Black Bears special teams coordinator, Coach Nick Charlton. The return game is always a key as well, but you got some speedy guys back there. Are you looking at all at newcomer DeAndre Scott, the transfer from Arizona State, as somebody who could maybe return kicks?
Yeah, we are. We've worked him in a little bit, tried to work him into the scrimmage. He's a guy who's pretty dynamic for us and just feel like he could be able to help us in a lot of areas. But he's a guy we're trying to work in. Really, you need a good returner to be effective on special teams. So he's a guy who's going to get a shot. We really feel like he's going to do a nice job for us, especially on teams.
Now, we know on the offense with Liam that they're going to look at a lot of different sets. Might be some trickery along the way. The defense is always specialized in confusing the opponent. We're going to see some trick plays from special teams.
You can expect some. I don't want to give anything away, but we are going to be very multiple in what we do. We're going to be an attack-style special team unit. We're trying to take on Coach H's motto. We're trying to be hunters, and that's really what we're doing. We're looking to go attack people, so we're going to try to keep teams on their toes, and the fakes will be a big part of that.
I know Coach Kaz used to always say that emotion is a huge part, particularly, maybe more than any other unit of special teams. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it is. It's all about, it's a game about momentum. And, we can add energy. We can bring a lot to the table by having a positive play, an explosive play. And that's what we're looking for. You can do the routine things and make them routine, but then being explosive and making a big play, you can change a game on special teams.
Football's hard work. Coaching football is hard work, but you guys seem to be having a ton of fun when I've been up there for practices and scrimmages, and that's translated to the players, too. There just seems to be a great level of communication and camaraderie with coaches and players.
Yeah, I mean, it's a young staff, and a lot of that has to do with Coach H and really the people he's brought in here on staff. We're just trying to bring a lot of energy. We relate to the players, but at the same time, we want to coach them hard and we want to love them hard. And that's really what it's about, is developing relationships. And we have a lot of fun going out there. I mean, we got to practice tomorrow morning at 5:30, and we're excited to get out there, and the kids really do a good job embodying that. So it's been really great so far.
Well, it all wraps up this Saturday, the annual Jeff Cole scrimmage, the last day of spring football, and I know that's always going to be a lot of fun and a great crowd. And then you guys just sit back with your feet up. Wait, that's not how it works, is it?
And after that, it's recruiting.
Yeah, exactly. Recruiting. Well, congratulations on a great spring session so far. Good luck in the scrimmage this week, and thanks for making time for us. Let's make this a regular thing.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.